This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 571. Avoid these IELTS brainstorm rookie mistakes.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll learn the most important differences between taking notes and brainstorming for speaking part 2 and writing task 2 so you can be more efficient and organized before your next IELTS exam.
Hey Jessica, how's it going today?
Fantastic. I am looking forward to a spring-filled weekend. My best friend and I are like going to this fancy brunch and then going to the farmer's market together. It's going to be gorgeous.
That's fun. That's awesome. Is it going to be good weather out there this weekend?
It's going to be lovely. It's going to be like a little bit cloudy tomorrow, so cool. But Sunday is going to be like just sunshiny and just amazingly gorgeous.
Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I hope you have a good weekend.
Well, you are exploring this weekend. You're going to a whole other town, right?
Yeah. I'm going to the Finger Lakes in upstate New York. So that should be fun. I've been to Ithaca before on my road trip, my cross-country road trip. I stopped in Ithaca. Cool. That was my first stop, but I'm going to see it with new eyes 2 years later in a new place. So it'll be fun. Yeah.
Awesome. Yay. Lindsay and I are both really looking forward to our weekends. I don't know if you guys could tell.
We work hard here at All Ears English, so we need the weekend.
You need the goal. Like, guys, that's why in your IELTS studies, it's so important to include rewards as you go along. Because I know for me, I mean, I could put in so many hours, like whenever. I could just, if there's work, I'm going to do it. You know, even if it's, if I'm not done and James will go to bed, I'll be like, no, I could fit in another half hour. Like, I'll just keep working. But that's okay. It will drive you crazy after a while, though. Same with your IELTS preparation, guys. So it's really important to have a break to look forward to. Like, I know if I'm feeling overwhelmed with work sometimes, I'll just be like, okay, I need to look at my schedule and find a day to schedule. I have to schedule relaxation, but to like schedule a vacation or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just planning
you have to. Yeah. Self-care. It's huge because we work online and we could, like you said, we can work anytime we want. And so danger zone.
Right. Especially if one of the other moms on the soccer team was like, I don't know how you could work from home. I would just not get anything done. I would just be distracted. And I'm like,
no, opposite problem.
The opposite of my problem. Exactly.
Jeez, do you hear all those sirens in the background of my microphone? There must be something going on here in Cambridge because there's a lot of sirens today. It's crazy. Ooh. My gosh.
Anyways, have to figure that out. Stay safe, Lindsay. Stay safe out there.
All right. Stay safe. All right. So we have a contest that we've been running this month, Jessica. Isn't that right?
Yeah. So guys, all the month of May, we've been collecting, encouraging you guys to leave us reviews for this podcast and not just on iTunes. Could be Stitcher, anywhere you listen to podcasts. Yes. And then we have chosen one lucky reviewer. We're going to announce the name today. Yep. And if your name is called, please email me, jessica@allearsenglish.com, because you get a 15-minute strategy session with me on Skype.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to announce that winner in just 1 minute. But first, I just want to announce the other people, their names, just a shout out to people who did participate. Okay.
Yes, awesome.
So I'm going to say thank you to San India from India, Gova GZ from Russia. Thank you to Manjeet 0070 from India and Van Duke 1102 from Vietnam. You guys were the ones who left those reviews. We so appreciate.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you so much for participating in this contest. And now we have a drum roll. Don't we, Jessica?
I'll do it.
We have a drum roll. All right. So who is our winner? I heard it. We heard it. Our randomly selected winner is Guillaume Garces from Australia.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Guillerme. As soon as you hear this, Guillerme, send me an email, jessica@allearsenglish.com, and I will meet with you on Skype, talk about your IELTS needs, your future study plan, how to get you the score you need.
Yeah, so cool. Guillerme said that he is studying IELTS to become a marketing manager in Australia. Clearly, Guillerme, we can help you get there. We can help you get to that job that you want, and just focusing on a good solid study plan is what you need. So that'll be a great opportunity to meet with Jessica. All right, cool.
Yay, awesome. I can't wait. Okay. So today, guys, we are going to talk about the differences in brainstorming for speaking part two and writing task two. I was working with some candidates yesterday, and it just occurred to me how differently we teach these skills, how differently you guys need to approach these two different brainstorming times on the exam. So I just want to highlight some of these differences today, guys, so you make sure to practice these brainstorming techniques before your exam, all right? Mm. So let's talk about speaking part two first. Lindsay, what do you know about the speaking part two notes? Like, what should we be writing down?
What should we be writing down? Well, certainly not word for word what we want to say. I mean, that's for sure. I would say I would be writing down talking points, just sort of general ideas that I'm planning to expand on. I wouldn't be writing down details too much.
Well, you should be writing down everything you think of. And this is the opposite of what we teach for writing task two. So for speaking part two, the 1 minute is so short, right? We have like, for writing task two, you guys should be taking like 5 minutes to brainstorm. That's the time outline of Three Keys IELTS. You should 5 minutes to brainstorm. But that 1 minute before task, before part two on speaking, you need to write down everything you think of related to the topic. But it's not, it can't be random, right? Like it should still be organized to some extent.
Yeah. And also we don't want to be, what I meant when I said details is we don't want to be writing down the words of everything we're going to say, right?
Right.
Sure. We're thinking of lots of details, but we're not saying, I'm going to say this. I have been living in, right? We're not going to actually write out what we're going to say. We're
No, that's exactly
talking it. Points.
Right. And I've seen students do that on the exam. And it's like, so 1 minute, you only have 1 minute, right? And they write two full sentences.
And I'm like,
that's what, oh, well, time's up. Time to start talking. Like,
Good luck at that point, right? Because then at that point, you don't have the details you need. You've only expounded on one detail because you've actually written out every word you're going to say.
Right. And it's like, it's just enough for the introduction. So the students are just writing the sentence like, today I will tell you about my best friend Mark.
And there's nothing left. Yeah, not a good plan. Okay.
So guys, the best way to have these notes and details be organized is to go about this chronologically. As we say, telling a story is always the way to go. So the best is to think about sort of like a beginning, middle, end, or before, during, after. However, you can approach this in a narrative outline. That's the way you should be organizing your notes, right? So start, of course, by thinking, okay, this is the person I'm going to talk about, the event, the place, whatever the topic is. So write down the topic first and then think about the context around that topic. Context, building that out. That's how you fill the 2 minutes, not by... And here's a mistake that a lot of students make on the exam is, so for example, if the topic card is like, describe a teacher you remember from high school, then students will talk about like five teachers, right? Guys, it's always singular. That topic card is always singular. If you jump from like one thing and you're just talking about five things instead of one thing, you're not going deep. You're not giving context. So all of your scores drop. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I have some exciting news. Just today, I got word from a couple of our Three Keys students, and they increased their writing scores by amazing amounts to an 8 and a 7.5. Guys, if you want to increase your writing score, we are here to help. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get the three keys that are guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores.
And we have done some sample answers for speaking part two, right, Jessica? I mean, if you guys come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, type in speaking part two, you'll get lots of sample answers and lots of episodes that we've done on this where you can see how that's done. Telling a story, going into detail on one thing instead of jumping around.
Yeah, totally. So there's one in particular I'm thinking of, guys. Come back to the blog, IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and I will link to that in this episode. This is 571. And I did a video about how to use this strategy of the before, during, after to build out the context. So that's extremely useful, very beneficial. So the long and short of it, guys, speaking part two notes. Try to be organized. Write down as many details as you can because you can look at your notes while you talk. They are there to help you. So definitely use them. And then build out that context, right? And also with the notes, don't write in your first language. Only write in English and don't write in complete sentences. I think those are a lot of the rookie mistakes that we see other students making on the exam. Yeah.
But students who are in our course don't make that mistake, those mistakes, right? Who are in Three Keys IELTS, you guys know this stuff, right? We show you this in greater detail inside of our course so you won't make these silly mistakes.
Exactly. Yeah. Going through each part of the speaking exam, guys, and telling you what the examiner wants and how to accomplish that. And we've just had some another rush of high student scores lately, guys. So keep an ear out. You're going to hear some great advice from high scoring students very soon on the show. Okay. Awesome. So writing task two notes. Now, this is a totally different animal, right? Do not write down everything you think of because that is a waste of time. In speaking, you're going to use everything in your notes. In writing, no. If you write down five reasons, you're not going to use all of those. You're only going to use one reason in the body paragraph. So be very strict with yourself in writing task two brainstorming.
That's important. So it's not all done in exactly the same way.
Exactly. Right, right. So for task two, guys, remember your score, your task score and vocab to a lot of extent depends on you going deep, right? Yeah. Going, having one thing and going in deep, extending on that with examples and details, building on one idea in a very specific way. And we tell you how to do that in Three Keys IELTS, so it's not a mystery anymore. Because you need to know the structure and the transition phrases, right, from the Three Keys templates. But the point is, guys, that you only need to write enough for each body paragraph in your brainstorm and no more than 5 minutes.
I love that. So important. And this is not something we go, you know, the idea is we're learning these strategies and then we are practicing them. We can't do just one or the other, right? We need to actually do both. It's the combination of the two that makes it work for our seven or higher, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Just another one of the Three Keys students who got high scores recently posted and said, I think she got like a 6.5 on speaking, but she thought that she would get a 7. And then she reflected in her post. She's like, I think it's because I spent too much time looking at the strategies and reading my notes for the speaking section and stuff and not actually practicing the speaking itself, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like Lindsay said, it's a 50% deal, right? Like, we give you all the information you need. That gives you, that puts you half of the way towards the scores you need. And the other half is your work ethic, is the time you put in to applying the strategies and using them.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have found speaking partners, guys, in our private Facebook group, right? But and that's a good way to do it because those other students are also learning the same strategies. So you know you're not going to get off track. I love that idea that we can find people in our same community online, right, in Facebook. That's good. But and I feel like on the other side, more often we see people who just go straight to the practice, right? They don't want to take the time to learn any strategies and they think what they need is just, I need to practice. But what are you practicing? You're practicing the wrong things.
This reminds me of the conversation I had with Adrian a couple days ago. Guys, listen to that episode. Adrian has a super awesome IELTS YouTube channel. I'll link back to that in the blog post for today as well. But he was saying the same thing. Like, part of it is, we know that our knowledge as IELTS professionals is needed because there are people taking the test 7 times in a row. That's not how you increase your score, right? Oh my gosh. You need the strategies and the practice before test day. And it's not like he compared it to TOEIC, where it's an easier test. You could kind of rock up 5 times in a row and see your score go up, because it's not that hard. But like IELTS, TOEFL, no. Like, you need strategies and practice first.
Yeah. The only thing you do by taking the test 7 times is empty your bank account, right?
Gosh, dang it. It's so expensive. I'm like shocked sometimes when I see people for like the 10th time in a row. I was like, how much money? Your parents are really generous paying for all of these tests.
It's interesting. So it does make sense, guys, to invest in a system and a course. I mean, I've seen people come to us and say, I can't afford to take a course. Well, how many times can you afford to take the exam? Right? I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
That's really the question to ask ourselves. So I mean,
three keys is cheaper than one exam. So I think that sort of solves it. That solves all the issues there. Okay, guys, if you are ready to become a 3-key student and get all of these strategies for your 7 or higher, we do guarantee that we will increase your IELTS score, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you can see all of the amazing scores that other students just like you have received. And you know what? They're done with IELTS. Yeah. You're not done with IELTS yet, guys. So invest some time with us and we will get you to that score increase.
Yeah, I love that. Imagine how it feels to be one of the 3 or 4 students that reported their scores today. It's a Friday and they're 100% done. What a feeling on a Friday afternoon, right?
What Jessica? A relief. So cool. Oh my gosh, they're going to have the best weekend of celebration. Oh,
all right. Very cool. All right, guys. So going over 3 keys, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. We'll see you in there soon. Jessica, thanks for hanging out. This has been a good topic. Really important.
Yeah. Interesting contrast. Yeah. All right, Lindsay. All right, cool. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.